fighting for America.
Mr. President, in 2010, you called the results of the midterm election shellacking. What do you call this?
Obviously, Republicans had a good night.
Fighting for Idaho.
The president continues to act on his own. He is going to poison the well. When you play with matches, you take the risk of burning yourself. And he's going to burn himself if he continues to go down this path.
Fighting for you.
Why isn't our government doing something about this? I'll be the first one to say it. President Obama does not care about postpartum Taylor Swift disorder.
I'm pretty sure that's why the Democrats lost the Senate.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
805, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Now we have some quality time together. It's been a while since we've had a chance to get to know one another, to share some quality time here. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And like I said, coming up tomorrow, we'll be at the State Veterans Home, our fourth annual broadcast from there on Veterans Day. Do appreciate the support and the commitment of the veterans, and that's how we're going to honor them. Also, coming up a week from today, a very emotional, and I'll start posting some stuff on our website and our social media about this because it's a long program. I think we're going on our third or fourth year on this. And that is Miller's Mission. We will be at the Garrity Walmart on Franklin. And if you ever want to come and hang out or talk about issues and you run out of time or you don't get on the air or you send me an email and you don't hear back, well, I'm going to be living in the Walmart once again. I do want to thank our friends from Team Mazda, Team Subaru, for sponsoring this event, for their commitment. You know, so they, I say, well, what can I do for you guys? They go, Kevin, we genuinely care about our community. We want to make sure that our community is a better place. So please, we're going to sponsor you being out once again at Walmart on Garrity and Franklin. And one of the reasons why I chose that location is I've done a lot of these things, thankfully, in my time here, and it's just one of my favorites. I just think that we're going to be hauling in a bunch of turkeys. And this year, if you go to our website, 580kido.com, you'll see me dressed up as a turkey. Yes, that's right, as a turkey. And this year, we are doing something a little different, the Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge, where we're asking folks to bring by a turkey. And the slogan is, give a turkey, don't be a turkey. And you'll see me in various publications dressed up as a turkey. But the mode is, you know, it's a good laugh for a great cause, the Boise Rescue Mission, that does such wonderful work. And it doesn't accept any government money, and we'll be hearing from those folks. But again, that's coming up next week. We want your turkeys. And I know some of you that live in Mountain Home or Boise, it's a tough thing to drive all the way out to Garrity and Franklin, but it's worth it. Just seeing the sarcasm, the wit, the banter, it's one of my favorite things to do because whether it's Tea Party Bob, whether it's Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, who's been showing us a ghost lately, it's the show never stops. We get off the air at 9, but we continue on until well into the night. I remember when he was sane, our friend Jim from Star came by with Mike and they delivered a pizza in the middle of the night, which was kind of funny. So, again, Miller's Mission kicks off a week from today. Now, what are we going to talk about? Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I guess it's kind of old news now, but the situation involving the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati voting 2-1 that although same-sex marriage across the nation is practically inevitable, boy, I love the read in this. In the words of Judge Jeffrey Sutton, it should be settled through the democratic process and not the judicial one. The decision, 2-1, overturned lower court rulings in Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, and Kentucky, and makes the Sixth Circuit the first court of appeals to uphold state bans since the Supreme Court struck down part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in 2013. What the Sixth Circuit has done, and we talked a little earlier about this with Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, has called out the cowards of the United States Supreme Court, has called out the people that hide behind their black robes and said,
Well, since 27 federal courts have decided that states' rights are a speed bump to same-sex marriage, we don't need to decide this. The courts have decided. What the Sixth Circuit has done, in my opinion, soon to be vilified by the progressive lobby, is this. They've said, we are standing up for marriage. We are standing up for the rights of the individual states, for the rights of the individuals from Prop 8 to DOMA to Idaho to Cincinnati. We are saying enough of the shenanigans. And I was getting into this with Alan. You know, well, I don't think it's the government's business. I don't think it's the government's business to all of a sudden overturn the will of the people. And I, as I've said, and I don't know if we'll ever see the breakdowns, that was probably one of the big reasons that jettisoned, that expanded, that propelled Governor Otter to his historic third-term win. When all of a sudden, and you notice what the governor said, he said that we're the cowboy party, that we will stand up for marriage if we are the only ones, and we will be that shining example. Hey, I got news for you. Is Governor Kasich saying that in Ohio? Is Governor Christie, Governor Walker? No, Governor Otter is.
You know, there's an old cowboy code called the Code of the West, and it says, you know, cowboys understand that the difference between rules and principles. Rules can change, but principles can't. And that's what's so great about this cowboy party of ours, is that we stand on principle. And that principle means less government. That principle means requesting and supporting more individual responsibility in all walks of life. And it also means standing up for our values. And I believe our values are strong in Idaho. I believe we're the last chance right now in the United States to stand up for what we believe is traditional marriage. And I'm going to continue that fight as long as I possibly can.
So now you have Governor Otter and the Sixth Circuit standing up for DOMA and traditional marriage. Where is everybody else? Really, where is everybody else? At 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Think about this as we move along. And remember, the governor was talking about the North Idaho family that said they didn't want to host same-sex couples. Now you have folks in New York being fined by the government because they've declined to have a ceremony from a woman transitioning to be a man. We don't discriminate against anyone. It just makes you wonder, where is the freedom when it comes to the politically correct Politburo that has become the government? So here you have this estate in New York, Liberty Ridge. They're ordered to pay $13,000, a $10,000 fine to the state, and $1,500 to each of a lesbian couple to compensate them for mental anguish, all because the Giffords, devout Christians, refused to hold a same-sex ceremony on the property on which they live, work, and have raised a daughter and a son, one 17, the other one 21. This is scary. It's scary for all Americans. 15 years ago, they opened to the public, and now all of a sudden, boom, the government is determining who should and shouldn't be allowed in your ceremony. So for all our libertarian friends here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, that say the government shouldn't tell you who or whom or whose, I know there's no whose, but entertainment purposes only, you can marry. So who is the government to tell these folks that they shouldn't have the ceremony at their place? As I said before, if you are gay, if you're lesbian, if you're whatever, why would you want to go to a place that doesn't want you there, that doesn't respect, or maybe the respect isn't the term, that doesn't appreciate or agree with your values? Why would you want to give money to that group unless you want to show them and to say to them, how dare you speak out against us? And I get to give props to the Sixth Circuit for sticking up for states' rights. Like I said, all of a sudden now we're going to take this to the Supreme Court. And whether gay marriage, same-sex marriage becomes law or it doesn't, which let's face it, that would take a huge show of courage from the Supreme Court to do this. At least it's on record. At least it will finally be decided, as opposed to the sissification of the federal court systems where you have people. I mean, why even have constitutional amendments anymore? If one judge is going to determine that goes against a select group of individuals. Really, let the Supreme Court decide. Let Roberts go on record. Let's hear from Alito. Let's hear from Bader Ginsburg, right? That's really the crux of the issue here. At 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. So the Sixth Circuit stands up for America. Now, all of a sudden, bright lights, big city, the Supreme Court will have to hear this case, whether they want to or not. You can't have all the circuits going one way and one circuit for Ohio and the other states basically saying, no, you're not going to do this. The Sixth Circuit's decision provides that, and the next question is whether the process moves quickly enough that the court takes up the issue this term, which would mean a decision by early next summer. Both winners and losers in the cases said they were eager to expedite the process to let the court have its say, as they should, correct? And like I said, you have people, and whatever happened to disagreeing with people in America, right? You have Governor Otter, who a lot of people who are down with the gay marriage that believe that that is a constitutional right, vilifying Butch Otter, calling him names, making up things about him. And it goes to the point that it's intimidation, that if you speak your mind and say, I believe that marriage should be defined as it is in church by God, as a man between between a man and a woman, then you're a bad person. And let's face it, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, how many of you believe that it stops with the government, that the churches aren't next? I saw something in the Statesman, some guy that I guess he's a minister somewhere, saying it's time for the churches. This was in the Statesman. Well, you surprised? That the churches need to open up to gay marriage. And if they don't, well, the government will be right around the corner. Let's talk, right? It is 8:17, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Good morning, Dave. Good.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. In addition to that, Veterans Day tomorrow.
Well, we must do that in a way that does not make the hijackers think that they have won their goal, because I think we just see more hijackings then and more terrorism.
New recordings from President Reagan. There he's talking to the leader of Pakistan, urging him to help free the hostages taken during the hijacking of flight TWA flight 847, armed by Hezbollah terrorists, whether it's Hezbollah or Hamas. Now they're a political party. We go to Pat with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Pat.
I called to say a couple of positive things. First of all, with Winco, I shop at Winco. It's very close to my home, and it's a big store, so I get a real workout shopping there. But one of the things that I run into at Winco is that people are interested in helping you. I was looking for several products and ask someone, and they walk you right to where it is. They all have a great attitude. It's a pack-it-yourself store. And almost always when I'm there, I'm going to be 78 this month, and almost always when I'm there, someone will offer to help me pack my groceries and carry them to my car. They just have a great attitude for helping, and that makes a difference. And that's something that a lot of other companies would be well advised to do.
Well, I think how they treat their employees, where you have an employee program that you can invest in the company, and instead of being over-leveraged or expanding, they've expanded smartly, going from $10 million to being worth $3 billion. They're a local company, and they're valued by their employees. Everybody talks that, but really, who lives it?
Not too many live it, and you know, there are plenty of places where you go in, and the employees could care less whether you need help, and they, you know, sometimes just don't want to be bothered. The other thing I'd like to say too is, I know you're very pro-vet, and I'd like to bring up that I know the Viet Vets Chapter 25 is working on earning money to build a memorial in Veterans Park. And so if anyone is interested, I can't give you any information on it right now, but I know if it comes up, I'd like to see that people in the Valley are going to support this.
Well, you know something, that's quite a tease.
Pardon?
That's a tease. Why do you bring something up and then you're not going to tell us about it?
Well, all I know is
now,
that they
what happened
are
with you at the Veterans Day Parade?
What happened with me at the Veterans Day Parade? I had talked to the gentleman who...
Didn't you get the boot?
I got the boot.
So wait a minute. You're at the Veterans Day Parade because you've been talking about this endlessly here.
Yeah.
And so you got the boot. So why did you get the boot? What, were you running wild and free? Or what? Why did you get the... What were you in the Thunderbird?
I showed up with the Thunderbird all decorated. I spent $40 on a car wash. And the guy who was running the show said, "Oops, I guess I screwed up." He had assigned me to have the mayor of Eagle with me. I couldn't find him. I was told that he had been assigned to another car.
They stole your guest?
Pardon?
They stole your guest.
He did. He's the one who assigned the gentleman to me. His
so wait a minute.
Jim Reynolds.
Wait a minute. So the mayor of Eagle left you at the altar.
No,
the veterans gave you the boot. You're a veteran. That wasn't, you know, how you planned to spend Veterans Day.
That wasn't how I planned to spend Veterans Day. And
well, maybe Mayor Reynolds can call in and apologize to you.
Well, Mayor Reynolds, I don't think had anything to do with it. I was just told he was assigned to another car. They didn't have my name on any of their lists. I've talked to Gary Randell.
Well, now you're times. Now you're telling me how to make aspirin. You need to make the pain go away.
Listen.
Didn't you tell them who you were? Didn't you pull out your weapon and say, "I'm getting in this parade"?
No.
You're the modern day Annie Oakley.
No. I just turned around and walked away. Then I went back and told Mr. Randell that if he's looking for people for his commission, I thought they ought to look for a new leader.
Wow.
I wouldn't hire him to do a tea party for a three-year-old.
Now, that's not nice.
I don't care.
Well, all right, Pat, we'll be seeing you.
He wasn't very nice to me either.
Was there a friction there?
Pardon?
Was there some tension?
Absolutely, there was some tension. I yanked the decorations off the car, rolled them up, and handed them to him.
Wow. Maybe you should send him your receipt or send it to Mayor Reynolds.
Mayor Reynolds.
He's a mayor of Eagle. He's got big money.
I don't believe Mayor Reynolds had anything to do with it.
Oh, you're going to cover up for the mayor now.
I am, because he's a nice man. And
well, maybe the other guy's a nice man.
No, he's not.
Well, now, Pat. Anyway, I've got to go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we have it. That's the most exciting thing that happened. Pat got the boot from the Veterans Day Parade. Whew. And you thought I was controversial. Hey, the president wants to control the internet. Let's take a listen.
Ever since the internet was created...
Come on, let's go back to... I love it when he says, "Hi, everybody." Buffering.
Hi, everybody. Ever since the internet was created...
Hi, Mr. President.
It's been organized around basic principles of openness, fairness, and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
There are no gatekeepers deciding which sites you get to access.
Except the NSA.
There are no toll roads on the information superhighway. Mm-hmm.
Comcast.
This set of principles, the idea of net neutrality, has unleashed the power of the internet and given innovators the chance to thrive.
Yeah.
Abandoning these principles would threaten to end the internet as we know it. That's why I'm laying out a plan to keep the internet free and open.
Sure.
And that's why I'm urging the Federal Communications Commission to do everything they can
boy.
To protect net neutrality for everyone.
If you watch your doctor, you can keep it. In other words, he wants the internet to become, get this, a public utility. To Pro-Life, who got us the governor the other morning at 580KIDO.
Yeah, hey, that was pretty good. Well,
so you called the governor at home and you said, hey, Kevin Miller wants to talk to you. What did he say?
He said, okay, I got your message. And so then we just we didn't talk for any seconds, and then he just called you right away, and that was really nice.
That was nice. I mean, when Pro-Life calls the governor, things happen.
Well, I can give you his number, and then I won't have to be the middleman.
Well, we'll have to do that, allegedly.
Well, anyway.
Don't give his number now. We're on the air. That would not be good for you or me.
All right.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, anyway, I just wanted to talk about gay marriage. What needs to happen is, of course, the governor could just say no more gay marriage right now. And he could use the excuse that we're going to wait for the Supreme Court. But I would just say no more gay marriage right now forever. You have to.
I can tell you're a hit with the gay community.
Yeah, well, they like me. They take pictures of my sign.
They do?
Yeah.
You're a topic of conversation. What's your sign say? It
says, be thankful your mother was not gay.
And they like this.
Yeah.
When you're at the big gay parade, because you go to the gay parade, right?
Right, and they love that. They take pictures of it anyway to show their friends. But anyway, if the churches right now just say we're getting out of the 501c3 business, we're not going to be government churches, and we're not going to marry with a government marriage license, and the state legislature.
You do believe that that's coming, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it's coming. And then if our state legislatures later just say we're not going to have marriage licenses in Idaho, you know, you just get married at your church or wherever you want to get married. And we're not even going to have the judges marry because nobody has a marriage license in the state. You know, if a judge wants to marry you, I guess he can do that. But that's what needs to happen.
Right.
And but the best thing to happen is the chief executive, our governor, he could just say, no, we're not going this way. And he could say that about a lot of stuff.
So you're urging the governor to do what?
Just say no more gay marriage.
No to the gays.
Right. We have a few gay marriages already consummated now. And
consummated?
Say, well, I don't know. Yeah.
I know. Can you say that then?
Well, they issued marriage licenses and got married, you know, since...
Not everybody is Steve Pankey.
I know. But anyway, we're going to have to get tough on a lot of stuff, or the federal government will...
Well, you know, you ran. Do you know how many votes you got or what?
Yeah, I think I looked. I got... This is the lowest I ever did get.
I'm sorry. I voted for Pankey.
You did?
I did.
Well, hey... People trust the Constitution.
See, but the problem with you, though, is that you tell people, don't vote for you, vote for Governor Otter.
No, I don't say that.
You said the governor was going to win. That's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but see, what we wanted to do is keep him under 50%, but he got like 53%.
He got like 65%, I thought.
No, it was 53, yeah.
I thought it was 75. I thought there's a, what do they call that, an Otter doctrine now. He's got the wave.
Yeah, and a lot of people told me, they said, well, Pro-Life, we would have voted for you, but we thought that the governor would lose, so we voted for him. And
well,
I said, you don't ever do that. You vote for the person you really believe is the right person.
So much for you.
Yeah. They just throw me in the trash can.
Pro-Life, thank you for the call.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, our great friend Pro-Life. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Republican governor of the state of Idaho, good job. I can't thank you enough for your support of Republican principles and your support of this Republican team, because you've got our back. You know, cowboys understand rules can change, but principles can't.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And here we are, happy, happy, happy. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We've been talking a little bit about the governor's decision to continue on the fight for traditional marriage. And unlike anybody else, whether it's here in America or some other broadcast entity, you're not going to have anybody backing the governor like Kevin Miller in this case. You're not going to have anybody saying traditional marriage is our choice. It should be the law of the land, because you're going to have people taking the easy, safe way out. I mean, well, I don't care what anybody does. What's wrong with it? I disagree with it, but what's wrong with it? I have to say that if the will of the people has been usurped, you got to give props to the Sixth Circuit in Ohio, unlike the libs everywhere that have said enough. Because, you know, when you're those of you that dare to have these conversations in public with people, the first thing they do is attack you and say, well, what's the big deal? What do you have against people? Why do you want the government in their bedroom? Hey, why do we have speed limits? Why don't we just turn it into the Autobahn? Why don't we just get rid of laws in general? If someone harms you, well, you take them out. We don't need the police. There have to be standards. And the standard when it comes to relationships and marriage for, what, the last 2,000 years and even more has been a man and a woman. And so if you're going to redefine it, who's to say that, you know, Heather can't marry 10 men? And that's a family because they love each other. Or that, you know, you trade places when you ring the bell and you have a different spouse for the day of the week. And you take a look at what's happening in schools when you have, well, little Tommy's a boy. Well, no, little Tommy's going to decide if he's a boy or a girl. Really? And does that benefit society? To Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Easy way out. Miller always takes the easy way out. It's so easy to condemn. Have you ever seen someone raise a monument to a critic?
When,
a constant critic?
When have I condemned anyone? See, this is the example, folks, when someone doesn't have the intellectual firepower to debate honestly and above board, they go to the personal attack.
Goes beyond the magazines and Kmart.
They go to personal attacks, which, sir, that's what you're doing.
I'm not personal attack. You were just slamming me on education, dude.
How was I slamming you on education?
Throw it out and throw it back. What I'm saying is,
debate the issue, not the personal attacks.
Apparently 47% Idaho isn't a cowboy or cowgirl. That's a large percentage that sticks up for the fight. It takes a patriot to fight. It takes a patriot to interpret the Constitution to the way it needs to be interpreted, not this easy.
I love
way
how
out.
You throw things out, but you still have not defined the argument.
So
how about that
argument.
Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, buddy?
Sixth Circuit Court.
And our
mafia,
hero,
the mafia,
and our hero,
the
Governor Otter, standing up for marriage, unlike you, Bucky.
The mafia court over there on the East Coast. That's why they call it Supreme, Kevin. The Supremes will decide.
The Supremes will decide. The Supremes were afraid to decide.
They weren't afraid. Where do you get a word like afraid? They were scared.
They were scared. They're scared of America.
Yeah, right.
Look, if you want it to be the law,
Americans.
If you want it to be the law and you're the Supreme Court, step up. Don't be a sissy.
Oh, my God. You use the word sissy. You were digging deep in that old war chest. What I'm saying, it's a bunch of rhetoric, and it's here to stay. Live with it. It doesn't threaten anybody. If
yeah, it does. Well, what about the idea? No, it does threaten marriage, because all of a sudden, where do you draw the line? Should five people be married to one person?
Here's where I draw the line.
Should five people be married to one person?
Here's where I draw the line.
Should five people be married to one person?
Yes.
Oh, that's marriage.
First you're for the Old Testament, now you're against
so
the Old Testament.
So then all of a sudden,
so
should
Old Testament,
a man and a woman and another man and another woman be married because they love each other?
Well, absolutely. That's what the Creator intended.
Where's the definition? Where
definition,
do you stop?
You stop at the definition of love between humans.
Oh, so for you that doesn't stop at all.
Back up. What?
So it doesn't stop at all. So you can redefine it forever.
No.
You could have a different spouse for every day of the week as long as you love someone, according to you.
As it should be. As it should
not
be.
Not in my America.
I When a man knows he's a man, he knows he's a man. When a woman knows she's a woman, heterosexual-wise, and when a homosexual, female or male, knows they're homosexual, that's what they are. And I don't care about the...
So then how in the world can you have... Then, wait a minute. Then, wait a minute. Then how in the world can you have people that are married, then all of a sudden they determine that they're gay? How do you explain that, if they know when they know? How should we put it, a delayed awakening of one's sexuality?
Well, you asked me to explain it. Let me explain it to that BB rolling on around there in the boxcar. Love is love, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's
I think you've had enough love, buddy.
Yeah, well, listen here. Oh, I like the way you roll your lips on the buddy. Listen here, Miss Miller.
Look, we've heard enough. We've heard enough of you.
This ain't the 80s. We ain't down with the ladies. It's 2010. We're down with Kevin Miller and the men.
Apparently, that's the direction you're heading.
One last question for you, and you can answer it off the air. Are you there?
Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s, and I'm down with the ladies.
41 in Eagle, Idaho. Kevin Miller in the morning. Time for traffic at 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And happy birthday to our friends in the Marine Corps. In addition to that, Veterans Day tomorrow, we'll be at the Veterans Home once again. I want to thank Phil Hawkins and everybody for making that happen. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, to our friend Bob. Kevin, we need to offer Steve an opportunity to be tested because I believe he's not very stable. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. And here's another one. And this isn't from our friend Tea Party Bob. This is from Bob the Veteran. Ask Liberal Steve if he and if a father can marry an adult daughter. Wow. Those are tough issues. And it underscores what's going on here in this issue involving marriage. And whether or not marriage should be protected by the law. I believe that it is. And I think that you have so many other folks that are, you know, redefining it. And there are consequences to this. Now, you're going to say, oh, that's extreme and the bestiality comments and everything else. But when you're around young children and when you're around their formative years, what say you? And here we have, whether it's Jeff Sessions, whether it's Ben Carson, whether it's Kevin Miller wondering what happened to our America, where Christopher Columbus is vilified and traditional values are being used against the country as opposed to reinforcing the very issues that we have, correct? That's how I view it at 580KIDO. Let's see. We go to Andy in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Andy.
Kevin, I just caught the tail end of that conversation you had with Pat, criticizing the leader of the volunteer organization, one of the leaders. I thought it was very unfair of her to comment. You know that
I would agree with you. That's why I kept trying to go back and forth with her. You don't offer smack someone without offering them an opportunity to defend themselves. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I tried to jump in there.
I didn't hear all of it, but I do know I was volunteering. This is my first year as helping out down there, and we had instructions to treat people fairly, and also that they couldn't have any last minute entries. You know, that it took a lot of organization, a lot of entries were involved in that, and have somebody. I didn't hear all of it, but.
She was mad because she got the boot from the parade and she lost her guest.
Yeah, but did she register and go through the formality of entering her car?
I'll tell you, she expected to, and I would assume, and you know what happens when you assume, Andy, because she told me that for 2 weeks she was very excited about being a part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a breakdown there someplace, but I do know that. For people who come up right at the last minute and try to get in, they can't do that.
I would agree. But I think that, again, you know, in fairness to the folks that put it together, it was a great day, got a lot of great events, and you can never honor the veterans enough.
Yes. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say, Kevin.
You always got a voice here, Andy. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's as long as I'm here. It is 8:58, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely. Kevin Miller in the morning. Tomorrow, we're at the Veterans Home. Pumped up about that. Then Thursday, we're once again promoting our school, securing our future, thanks to Cap Ed Credit Union. We're at Boise High. And then Monday, we're back on the streets again, living at the Walmart. Garrity and Franklin, details at 580KIDO.com. Good day, God bless, and above all, my friends, keep the faith. Serving Emmett.